Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
508 DGS. Skip Weber along as always. Not always, because usually it's Monday, but did you see Spencer Davis died?
Did he really?
He did. As did Tony Lewis, the lead singer of Outfield.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
When did that happen? Today?
Today.
You know, I just did a show on rock stars we've lost in the last three, just last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
4 days ago. I just did a show on rock stars we've lost in the last 3 years, and the list is just lengthy. It's just they're going to start dropping like flies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the right age, and it's just sad. And I didn't, you know, I hadn't seen that.
That's, it's true. That's, it's like people from the World War II generation.
Yeah.
You just get to a point where just aren't that many people.
Spencer Davis was 81. Very sad still.
Yeah.
But Tony from
his
the Outfield
widow's not listening.
Was 62 or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's way too young.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Once they hit 80, it's a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's still very sad.
The Eddie Munnies and David Bowie and Tom Petty and, you know, those people, I mean, a lot of those were still performing, and all of a sudden they got sick. And I mean, they had just performed real recently, so.
What do you got?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, this is really dumb. This is a really dumb question. What are your thoughts on when the band's leader is not the lead singer? When, like, the Spencer Davis group, when he's not the one at least singing on the hit? Or, like, there's been other, like, Kool & the Gang. You know, like, where the main dude is not really the guy that's center stage. And, you know, I always find that funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I always thought, like, no, it's not. It's not your band. It's that guy's band.
Well, like Robin Trower. Robin Trower was a band, and he didn't sing a word.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Robin Trower can really sing. No, that's not Robin Trower, but he's the guitar player in the back, and he's the famous one.
Montrose.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Santana.
The Dave Clark Five.
Mm-hmm.
He was neither the lead singer or the lead guitarist.
Yeah, the drummer, right?
He just put it together.
Yeah.
It was my idea. I put the band together.
I mean, that's kind of the era they came from, though.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone who had a band.
Right.
A lot of them were drummers. Gene Krupa band and people like that where Buddy Rich. So we solved that one.
You put together the band, you get to be, even if you play the smallest role in the actual.
I guess if it works. I thought of you, Skip. There's an auction going on. It's 100 different Beatles items, and they're giving the prices, what they expect. And one was the actual hand-typed, hand-signed Brian Epstein letter to Pete Best firing him.
Oh, wow.
And they thought it would go for $1,300. Like, $1,300? I'll pay $1,300. But then I thought, what am I going to do with it? I mean, I don't have any people come to my home. It's not like I can pull
stuff.
It out every time. Yeah. Like, hey, look at this.
So I'm reading McCartney's biography right now.
I mean, I'd love to own it.
Yeah.
But
I love that kind of stuff.
When is it auction? I'm reading McCartney's biography right now.
Mm.
And it's really, really good. It's one of the best rock. I read a lot of the rock and actor biographies. And I'm
did he do it himself?
No.
Okay.
But it's the famous guy who did Clapton's and he did Lennon's. He's done a lot. I forget his name.
I just don't like autobiographies. When they're just so glowing about themselves.
These are real, and it's good and bad
like
stuff.
Mine.
But most biographies and autobiographies of rock stars, they have a chapter on their youth,
mm-hmm.
and then they go into their career. I'm 300 pages in. 300. And they're on Revolver.
Wow.
So much about his youth and growing up and a ton of pre-Beatlemania mm-hmm. playing together in Germany and playing in Liverpool. Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating stuff. And so lots with Pete Best in there. That would be a cool thing, but I'd love to see that list if that auction's not done yet.
Let me read that. Sweet 16. Rach, you want to frame this one for us?
This is the Sweet 16 of the things best left to the professionals. So I had this idea. I went to a nail salon and got my nails done this morning for the first time in like 8 months. And over COVID, I had ordered my own like dip powder nail set and a little drill. And I'm like, I'm never going to go again. I'm going to save so much money. I'm going to be so good at this. It is so hard.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, Sue was here whenever it got in, and I was like, Sue, this is going to be amazing. I'm going to get good. I'll do your nails.
Yes, I was all happy.
I can't do it the way that they do it. So yeah. I thought there's got to be a lot of things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is.
Skip? So first you didn't like this, and then you loved
it. Oh, my gosh. I'm going, oh, my gosh. That's too much thinking. I don't know. And then like I had one that was actually in the example that is very close to me, and I'll use that first one. And then I was doing some other things, and all of a sudden I thought of a million of them. So I actually kind of like it a little bit better. But I was going to say, and of course is almost pandering, but car repairs.
Well, and that's on my list.
It's my number one.
I'm just saying, I know people like to tinker on stuff. But the modern day cars,
anymore?
Almost not.
Well, and
Dave, we have so many people come in with problems with their car that's caused by them doing it or local generic people doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Local. And the bad thing about that is when a Jiffy Lube or somebody like, I shouldn't say a brand, but puts the wrong oil in modern day car and it ruins the engine.
Yeah.
Warranty doesn't cover it.
I've never worked on a car in my life, but there's something very attractive to me about the cars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, yeah. That if you had some acumen, you really
you
could
pop
take
the
care
hood
of your car.
And you're yeah. leaning in there and you tinker yeah. and you say, okay, give it a gas now. I turn it. Yeah, I know. I agree. And I know people love that. And people like changing their own brakes. Some people do. And all this. Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's a few things I guess you could do, but I just see so much of it that's messed up. And like I said, a significant amount of them end up, you don't get warranty because we have to send the parts. And yeah, you may leave without paying for it, but then they'll charge us back.
I just thought something I haven't thought of in 46 years. My dad changed his oil all the time. And we had ditches in South Rexana, just ditches. And in one of them is where he changed the oil every time. And so there is about a 6 feet long, 1 foot wide, constant oil thing there. Mm-hmm. It was Land of the Lost. It was G.I. Joe's had to get over it. Was Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Right.
That spot.
It was part of your.
Just a part of my universe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels getting stuck when it would get warm. Oh, I can't get out. I can't get out. So cool.
That's
and
great.
There will be, I think like all these, like everything on my list, I know there's going to be somebody out there going, I don't do that for a living, but I can do. Yeah.
Most of mine
so when we say
are
leave it to the
certain
experts,
extremes. Yeah. Yeah.
You can still be an expert and not be a professional at
right.
that.
But,
right.
someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. You,
should be
yeah. Someone
care
who
of
knows what they're doing should be the one who does it.
Yeah. Even if Rachel had killed her nails, the professionals are still.
Yeah. They're the ones doing it all day, every day. So. All right, Tony.
I have cleaning and or building a firearm.
Damn.
Whoa.
That's the winner.
Building a firearm. I'm out.
People tell stories on Second Amendment Radio all the time. The gun store guys about people bringing in a gun. They put the wrong ammunition in it, or they tried to change the barrel. They bought a new customized piece and tried to put it on themselves and almost blew their own hand off or like did something just because they thought, I can... I'm just going to replace this piece and replace the barrel, whatever, or not understand.
You know what's so interesting about that?
In ammunition.
I've been into guns
sizes
15 years now. Not super in, but And every single time I bought a firearm, whoever sold it to me said, now you got to promise me you're going to go home and you're going to take this pistol apart. You're going to learn how to clean it. You're going to this, you're going to that.
Yep.
And every time I said yes, and every time I knew, I was lying.
Right.
Because there's no way I'm taking that thing home and taking it apart.
Yeah.
Because it's not going back together the same way.
Right.
Yeah. I've heard so many stories over
the years.
I
do not have as many firearms as you do, but the people at the gun range have cleaned every one of mine every time.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm sure people are rolling their eyes and the big hunters out there.
Yeah,
that,
that's what I said.
Whatever.
Like I said, I know
exceptions
there are,
to the rule.
There are people out there that are still experts at this, that know what they're doing, even if they don't work in the industry.
But the
there's
nature,
a lot of people that just think, I can pick this up and do it. I'll just order a part and I'll change it myself. Or
the nature
know
what it is, it's not like fixing a bicycle where, it just doesn't run. I mean, you could shoot somebody or yourself or I've something blow up. I mean, the nature of what happens
stories.
If you do it wrong is too serious.
Yeah. Two?
I'm going to say real estate, selling your own place. Every now and then, and I realize that this would be something I would say, but every now and then I'll get somebody, a friend of mine, who will call and say, okay, if we put our own place on the market, we've got somebody who's interested, but now what? We don't have the paperwork. We don't have the documents. Legally, can you help us?
Yeah.
And the answer, of course,
you mean
as well,
be a realtor?
Yeah. We're calling a little bit late. But yeah, I mean, you can get a transaction broker who can handle that. But it's a lot and it's serious stuff. Leave it to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I agree with that. Okay, mine's kind of weird, but it always drives me crazy when people are like, yeah, it turns out I have Lyme disease. And then they didn't actually go to the doctor, like diagnosing yourself.
Yes, that's my second one, medical diagnosing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's become big with Google.
Big. Big time.
With WebMD, yeah.
WebMD, Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's a little dark, but I think you'll all get it. Don't do your own rehab. If you have some, which is epidemic, drinking, opioids, what have you, don't think because you have a strong character or a strong faith, whatever it is, that you can just knock this thing yourself.
Yeah, you don't need to get help.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Dave, now that you brought that up, you know, on the show yesterday, this is just a clarification, when we were talking about going out to dinner and having that great meal at Capitol Grill, I was listening back. And we were talking about the champagne, and when you were talking about it, it sounded like I was drinking it. And since I'm a non-drinker, I thought, ooh, I better go on and clarify. I didn't drink it.
No, she was drinking vodka.
No, I noticed he did that, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute, I just want to, you know.
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Let me write that down.
Sue was not drinking.
Sue did not
Skip
drink.
Stern.
Nope.
Okay, how about exterminators? So, yes, I'm not talking about putting out ant baits, but let's say you have a hornet's nest and a tree on your property.
It's a great one.
I didn't even think of that.
Just
going to
go hit it with a baseball bat.
Exactly.
And it doesn't have to be that bad. Jeff, the owner of Blue Chip, my client, while I was doing lives for them, I had ants in the gazebo. So I went to Walgreens. I bought those little things.
Yeah.
And suddenly I had 10,000 of them. And he was laughing at me. He's like, dude, this is why we exist.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like those things, all you did was you just divided one colony into two, and now they're competing with each other.
So my son-in-law, who I love very much and is just hilarious, he had we think it was a vole, because it was bigger than a mouse, caught between, it had chewed open his screen, okay, and it was sitting in the windowsill down of like a basement window. Okay.
Whoa.
So he decides that to get rid of it, he shoots it with a BB gun. Okay. Now there is vole guts all over their window and screen and everything like that.
I thought you were going to say a bunch of voles came out and attacked him or something.
It's just so funny. It's just, you know, look, if you got something like that, just get somebody in to put the right kind of. It's just so funny.
Stop the massacre.
Exactly.
Massacre. We're voles, not moles.
Exactly. We don't dig holes in your yard. It was so funny. I go, oh my gosh. Now he's got to take the screen down and clean it off.
And do
Same vein as Rachel's, but a little more graphic, possibly. Wound treatment.
Yes.
Coming from the guy that puts electrical tape anytime he cuts himself.
Exactly what. Tried to remove my own ingrown toenails. And
wound care is a good one.
Super gluing cuts to close them. All things that I stand by and still do today, but have you could get yourself in a little more trouble if you do it yourself.
I'm gonna go with this is kind of a Dave one, but legal matters. Whenever you hear somebody say,
"I'm going to represent myself,"
I am going to represent myself in court. You're like, "Well, that's over."
I definitely know better than that lawyer.
That's it.
I had write / sign contracts, have a lawyer.
I think legal.
Have a lawyer look at that for you.
You can't be messing around with that stuff.
I was a lawyer when I went to try my first case, and after about 10 minutes, the judge, this old, crusty, white-haired judge, called me to the bench. He goes, "Please, for the love of God, tell me this is your first trial, because you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground." Oh, my God. It was just so flop-sweating and trying to introduce a document, and my opponent kept objecting on proper grounds. I was, like, crying, like, "Will you just let me get this in?" Terrible.
I'm going to say tattoos.
Yeah, I had that too.
I know quite a few people
good
who
one.
Have the old stick
really
and poke, and
they've
never looked good.
I've written several words I can't read.
Of course you have. Give us a hint.
Longer?
Longer.
I don't
longer.
Know.
Logger? No.
I'm going to skip to the one I really, really believe in, which is, and people violate it all the time, don't do your own electrical.
That was going to be my next
one.
Oh, my
for
gosh.
Sure.
I mean, anything.
Yes. Mm.
That was going to be my next one, too.
That's a good one.
Oh, such a good one.
You guys want to take a break now and finish it up on the other side?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5:30 DGS. Skip Weber hanging out with us doing the Sweet 16. Rach, what were we just saying about President Trump in 60 Minutes?
He is saying on his Twitter that he is considering releasing the full interview with Leslie Stahl before airtime so that people can see what a fake and biased interview it was.
Do it.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Let's get crazy.
We should see unedited footage of every interview.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This is the Sweet 16 of things you shouldn't do on your own. How many we need?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Let a professional do it. Where'd we leave off?
Skip.
Would this be a good one for this list? Flying.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, but most people don't try. Most people don't say, "Well, let me get up in the cockpit and try." But
yeah, that's not
right. I do know a lot of people that are that go get their pilot's license. They think they can fly everywhere.
At home, and maybe it still is, and we just it hasn't been in the news as much. But I remember there was a phase where at home helicopter kits were a thing.
Oh, it took out a
people
couple
were,
pilots.
And they were like buying kits, building them, and then there was even pedal ones.
Yeah.
Pedal helicopter.
Oh yeah, you see
kits
the little
like
the
buy erasers.
Yeah. You could buy and they
those little things that are like a parachute with an engine on it too.
Yeah,
you got
and,
those. Yeah.
And people would and I remember talking about it on the air.
But, fine with me.
Yeah, but I kind of agree though that it's not something a lot of people try.
Yeah. Yeah, but so, I mean, I got a different one, but I think that one could be, let's just leave that up to the guy who knows what he's doing
who's trained.
Especially,
when you see, Harrison Ford getting in all of these
brushes
something bad.
I'm going to fly myself to the movie set in Montana. Don't worry about sending a jet. I'll just fly my own plane up there. And then
you can afford a pilot. Yeah. Just for the pilot to do. I know it makes you feel cool, but you're not that good at this.
He do be making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He do be. Plumbing.
Mm. Oh, for sure.
Yes. Plumb.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even plunge my own toilet. I do. Kidding.
All right.
No one was sure.
Yeah, we're... I have several left. That's how inept I am. But I'm going to go with major tree trimming.
Oh, Sue. It was between tree trimming and plumbing.
Thank you.
But I had specifically high branches.
Yeah, okay.
Regular branches are
fine.
Well,
that's why I say major.
But if you're like me and you pull your truck into your yard so you can put your ladder in the bed of your truck and prop it up in the tree so you
right!
can get to the right, and then you're at the top, then you're in a truck... on a ladder that's in a truck top of the ladder with a chainsaw in your hand at full extension up trying to cut branches. That's a bad situation.
My mom and I once sat and watched our next door neighbor using a chainsaw cut the limb that he was standing on.
Oh no!
And he was about 15 feet off the ground.
Oh,
and we could see it happening. There's nothing we could do because it was a chainsaw.
So I swear
it hung in midair like Wile E. Coyote. Cut through it. Down he went.
So when I was standing at the top of a ladder with my hands fully extended trying to reach branches with it, I never hurt myself, but I did almost cut my thumb off halfway through.
Tony.
With a bush trimmer.
Ooh.
I was just going to town, and I think I was like swiping bushes kind of at the same time as I was going with this thing. And one time I cut through the electric cord, and one time I cut halfway through my thumb. So trimming, yeah.
Rich?
Yeah.
I'm just glad that Dave never ended up getting that chainsaw that he was talking about.
Yeah, I was on that for
Dave,
a while, though, wasn't
Dave.
I?
That was scary times.
I love my chainsaw.
I'm going to go with haircuts, hair color.
Oh, good one.
Yes.
Really good one. I don't have that many. Mine are kind of boring. I have, you shouldn't do your own roof.
For sure.
Taxes.
I had roof.
Therapy. And for some reason I had designated driver. I also had cook. I know everyone cooks, but.
I had roof.
Roof isn't bad. I also
have foundation. Foundation
work. That's a good one.
I have massage. Oh, go ahead.
Asbestos.
Massage?
Asbestos the removal.
I have massage and chiropractic. You don't want someone who doesn't know what they're doing cracking your neck for you.
Come here, little miss. I can take care of that.
So there's... go ahead. Sir.
I've got tuck pointing and tailoring.
Got me going.
Tuck pointing and do your own tailoring.
I have no idea what tuck pointing is.
I'm
56. What is it?
Oh, that's between bricks. So the mortar between the bricks on the brick houses. And they, when they, you know, if pieces or chunks of that fall off, water or something can leak into your house, and you have to have new concrete put down, but it's a specific skill, and it's called tuck pointing.
Sounds kind of
fun. Question is, I think that's a great one for the list, but I have, why do they call it tuck pointing?
Stand by, Skip. I'm going in.
So what are we putting on the list? Roofing? Everybody liked roofing?
Sure. Yeah.
What else?
How many we need?
One.
Oh, gosh. I don't care.
I kind of want to put down massage.
Do it.
Chiropractic. Unless anyone has one that they... Mainly because it's the one I remember.
Jeffrey Toobin doesn't convince you.
The term tuck pointing derives from an earlier, less sophisticated technique that was used with very uneven bricks. A thin line called a tuck was drawn into the flush-faced mortar but left unfilled to give the impression of well-formed brickwork.
That only helps a little because why would they call that a tuck?
Listen,
tuck
I can't
still
go
doesn't
any
fit.
Further.
Tuck still does not fit.
And nobody
tuck
explained point.
Yeah.
Nobody even cover point.
Yes. It's not like bricks are pointy.
Somewhere tuck pointers are going, oh my gosh, these people are
Brick
idiots.
Reminded me of this story.
No,
this
I think somewhere tuck pointers are saying, yeah, why do you call us tuck pointers?
Right.
We don't tuck or point.
Right.
This is a fun fact. You can send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, and an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, or a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box. You just have to put enough postage on the outside of it.
What?
Cool.
An inflated beach ball?
Yeah.
No.
I'm never packing up coconuts to mail them again.
Did you say a sombrero?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go.
I am never going to put postage, a box around my coconut again when I mail it.
So, okay. But what about a cowboy hat? What about a 10-gallon hat? What's the difference between that and a
Seems
sombrero?
Seems racist, but I don't know. Yeah. Just telling you what the USPS says.
Let's see if Andrew can mail his sombrero to himself.
The way they make sure it doesn't get damaged is the mailman just wears it the whole time until he's at his delivery point.
Has a potato in his pocket.
Brick.
Don't we all?
Yeah, brick.
This is a nice-looking potato. I'm going to... What if the mailman had been shopping and he liked the potato you're mailing better than the one he's got at the store?
Would you think he might
switch them out?
Yeah. This is not the potato I mailed.
This is way better than the one that I
So next
that
time
I bought.
You're on vacation, don't spend a dollar on a...
Yeah, I'm sending coconuts to everybody I know next time I
go
to Florida.
Don't get a postcard. Just pick a brick up off the side of the road somewhere and wrote, wish you were here.
Exactly.
Stick it in the mail.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Love tuck pointer.
Things that you should not do on your own, let a professional do it. Car repair versus massage and chiropractic.
Probably car repair.
I'll go car.
Just think about the massage thing. Gonna give myself a massage. Legal matters versus tattoos.
I'm gonna say tattoos.
I'm gonna say tattoo also.
I'm going legal. I understand the tattoo.
I know enough people that have done their own tattoos. I'm going tattoos as well.
Wow. I'm gonna go tattoos.
Medical diagnosis versus doing your own roof.
Roof.
I'm going to say medical diagnosis just because of how many people do it.
Me too.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. So prevalent, and it's always wrong. Come on.
Rehab versus major tree trimming.
I'm going tree trimming. It's dangerous. Think of Tony and his thumb. Oh, well, actually, that wasn't the
I'm
tree.
Going rehab. Let somebody help you.
Yeah.
Rehab.
Okay. Sue the Monster Loses on tree trimming.
Okay, all right.
Cleaning or building your own gun versus cutting your own hair.
Gun. Don't do that unless you're an expert.
People. I mean, we know it doesn't always have to be whatever is the worst possible outcome. It could be, you know.
Yeah.
No,
what
I,
happens more.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories that are almosts.
Yeah.
You know, didn't the worst possible outcome didn't happen, but it almost happened.
And your hair grows back.
Hello, Justin.
He's a tuck pointer.
Hey, go right ahead.
So this is Justin. You guys met me at Hardee's from Grafton. Rachel, you might remember
me.
Justin, what's up? Uh huh. So my fiance and I are driving on 141 today, and our truck got struck by lightning during the storm.
Damn!
Wow.
This was freaking wicked. So Skip, I need a new vehicle.
You got it, man.
You got it.
Now, would that mean that you did your own electrical work or your own car repair?
What was it like, Justin?
Well, what was it like?
Explain.
What happened?
It was weird. We like a loud bang, like a freaking cannon going off next to our head, and just bright white light, and like our bodies jolted, and we're doing freaking 60 on 141 head north. And just all of a sudden, the truck just dies, and we're all tingly and weird feeling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Justin.
Justin.
Do you have superpowers now?
That's a good point.
I mean, I'm handsome.
You should check. You may.
Yes.
Go get in a fight.
Go try to climb a vertical wall.
This is an origin. This is an origin story.
Yes, it is.
Superhero.
Can you?
I'll let you know how I feel.
Can you get a hold of Rachel on Facebook? I mean, on Twitter. And get me your phone number, and I'll have somebody call you in the morning.
Wow, he's going to give him a car. Look at that, everybody.
Or just send it telepathically with your new ability.
Yeah, try for a couple hours to telepathically send it. If it doesn't work.
Things that you should not do yourself. Wound treatment versus electrical work.
Electrical work. I think we've just learned that.
Both electrical work.
Yeah. I would say wound treatment.
This may be my favorite matchup. Real estate.
He doesn't need the votes. No.
Or flying.
I'm going flying.
I'm going to go real estate.
I'm going to say more people try to do the real estate.
More people try, but yeah, I'm still going flying.
Exterminators versus plumbing.
Plumbing.
Exterminator.
I'll go exterminator to make it interesting.
No, thank you.
Tie to you.
Don't move
it. You want bugs or water?
Yeah.
You want to get that hornet's nest off your porch?
You want to dig in the...
Got water moccasins in my pond.
Water to wash away the bugs.
Yeah.
I'm going to go plumbing.
Water moccasins in my koi pond.
Elite 8 of things you shouldn't do yourself. Work on your car versus give yourself your tattoo. Shut up, Rachel.
I'm going to say give yourself your tattoo.
I say car repairs. Everybody does it.
I'm going to say tattoo.
I'm going tattoo. I'm switching teams.
Actually, it's giving yourself your tattoo.
Giving yourself your tattoo.
What are you doing? I'm just giving myself my tattoo. medical diagnosis versus rehab.
I'm going to say medical
pretty
diagnosis.
Close.
Yeah. That's pretty close, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to say medical diagnosis.
Yeah, medical because it encompasses.
Cleaning your own gun or building one versus electrical work.
Gun.
Pew,
electrical
pew.
Work.
Gun. I'm sticking with gun.
I think electrical work is violated all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. One has bigger consequences.
Yeah.
Is it to me?
They both have dire.
For both.
To me again? Crap.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think gun.
No, I think I'm the only person that voted electrical.
Gun. Yeah.
Gun won.
Real estate versus plumbing. Don't do it yourself.
Plum.
Real estate.
Plumbing.
Real estate.
Plum moves on. Skip, what's going on at Weber?
Well, we are still killing it with Equinoxes. I've talked about it, I think, 2 weeks in a row.
And they're fixing vehicles because they're professionals.
Exactly. We're professionally
replacing lightning truck.
Exactly.
Yes. Trucks.
Don't have to do it yourself. Yes.
It's crazy.
That would be a great promotion. If your truck gets struck by lightning, it's 50% off. That's what I do.
Dave, you are fired.
It's just all I would do if I had a dealership. I don't know.
Well, Weber Marketing.
No. But...
you can have that idea,
trucks,
Skip. You
speaking
can
have of
that.
Trucks,
it's
free. It's for free.
It is a perfect time to have to need a new truck because, as I talk about with Tony all the time, the Silverado is amazing. The greatest, the greatest vehicle out there is the 20 and 2021 Silverados. The deals on them, it's still very, very, very common to get as if it was the closeout pricing, but plenty in stock to choose from. It's just a weird time, and it's going to be that way probably for a few more weeks at least.
Oh, boy, I do love my truck. I do like those trucks.
Yeah. Boy, I get mad when you're in my parking space.
Oh, boy, that's not your park. Your name's not on that parking space. Those two spots.
I pull around, I'm like, yes.
Oh, I hate it.
Stupid big green truck.
I hate when those two spots are taken.
Yeah.
You can have... that one.
Don't partake our spots.
Yeah. Don't partake mine.
Let's put a big T on one and a big D on the other. I was G.
Here we go. Final four of things you shouldn't do yourself.
Tony and Glover.
Tattoo yourself versus make your own medical diagnosis.
Now, can we...
Tattoo.
Can we add to tattoo piercing ears, too?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sticking tattoo.
I'm voting for medical.
Tattoo slash piercing is a good...
I'm voting for medical diagnosis.
That is a good... Tattoo slash piercing.
Tattoo.
Tats.
Tat in the finals. Electrical work versus plumbing work.
Ooh.
I'm gonna switch to electrical on this
Me
one.
Too.
Me too.
I'm going electrical also.
Which is worse, trying to do your own electric or trying to tattoo yourself?
Wow.
And pierce yourself.
And pierce yourself.
I'm going tattoo.
I'm going electric.
Tattoo, it's to you, Sue.
Electric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So, Halloween coming up, lots of people watching lots of scary movies, and you have this fight. What's the scariest movie? Is it this? Is this? Oh, that's for babies, blah, blah, blah. So, a medical study was done where they showed people movies and took their heartbeats per minute.
Yeah, I saw this.
Not a believer?
No, I just don't. And it's in it, and they came up with what the scariest movie of all yes. time is. Wait,
why
right?
do you not believe it, Tony? Just curious.
Because it's. Because
and Sue came at you.
Yeah, because it's jump scares. Because when you're watching something, I don't think a movie full of jump scares is the scariest movie of all time. I don't think that that's true scary horror.
Well,
movie.
This was,
but it would probably be the.
This was for the whole movie, though. It was like the average of the whole movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But jump scares, constant jump scares, are going to bump that average up. Is my point.
Here's the top 10. A Quiet Place, one about the aliens. The Descent, which I've never seen.
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
The Babadook. It Follows.
My heart rate's up now just because you said
thinking
Babadook.
About it. Paranormal Activity.
Man, I hate that kid in the Babadook. Oh, I hate that kid.
I will never.
By the way,
it.
Number 10, it was 78 beats per minute. Paranormal Activity has 82. Hereditary has 83. The second scariest is The Conjuring at 85. And then tied for first is Insidious and Sinister, both at 86 beats per minute.
Have you seen those? Do you agree?
I've seen them. They're all scary.
It's not the scariest movie.
What's
though.
Your scariest movie? Since I don't watch these, I have no idea.
To me, it's honestly, it's probably The Exorcist 3.
What happened in 3?
The spoiler alert, the young priest that throws himself out the window when he's possessed by the devil dies.
Wait, but, the devil's in The Exorcist?
But is resurrected by a demon. And so within that same couple of days, George C. Scott is a psychiatrist who's friends with this guy. And they call him, they say, your friend, the priest, Karras, is here. He's like, no, he's dead. And they're like, no, he's here. And he goes in, and it's terrifying. Ew. Really scary.
I'm Exorcist or Amityville.
Okay.
Amityville.
Amityville 2 is scary.
Yeah, Amityville 2 is scarier, I think.
Huh.
Rach?
They're both
pretty
great.
Scared of the Babadook.
The first two are great. Yeah.
I wish I wouldn't have watched that one. The scariest part is the Babadook comes to your house because you find a book with him in it, I think. Like, what if I am shopping at a secondhand store one day, and it's just like...
To say...
That's cheaty.
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry.
Do that stuff. Is that what it was? I thought he was... spoiler. I thought he, like...
He's like a grief
fed
demon.
Off of your... Yeah, grief.
But it all starts when the little boy starts reading this book about him, and he's like, he's never going away. And then he calls, and he's like...
Kid is the most annoying kid.
I need to see that again. That was playing... Wasn't that playing when we were doing fantasy football?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that when you saw it?
No, I saw it before that. Oh. I don't know why. It was like one day a friend was coming over, and they were like, this movie's scary. Let's watch it. And I must have been drunk because I agreed to watch it. And it scared me so bad. Just can't make it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.